Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker? Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now. I'm going to try to eat all this bath salt. Isn't big dick pill medicine? We got a cock-a-doodle-doo.
Climax.
And then the purity bullseyes, which look like...
Holy shit, that's one of the coolest labels I've ever seen in my life.
These look like they would be like little Chico stick bites. There's only three ingredients.
What are they, bowl and eyes?
Sugar.
Yeah.
Fancy molasses. Not your regular molasses, it's fancy. And glucose syrup. But warning.
Sugar, and darkened sugar.
This product is manufactured in a facility that uses peanut butter. Listen to this. I'm too old, man. I'll bust my fucking tooth
yeah,
right up.
I was waiting for it.
I guess you got...
Is it one of those things like a Charleston chew that you could freeze?
I think it's already frozen.
Inside.
How did you get... Did you bite into it?
Yeah. I get one of them?
Holy fuck. Bacon ferrule.
Oh, wow.
Some hard shit.
Holy dude, shit, that man. Is fucking sugar.
That hurt me.
Oh, wait.
You got to get in there with your side teeth.
I did.
I can't bite it. I can't.
It's softer when you get through the crust. Just don't be
dude,
scared.
I tried to stab it with a pin four times. Mm. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, don't be scared
shit.
To break your teeth. I don't think it'll break them.
It's like peanut brittle.
Dude, I can feel the sugar rush already hitting me. It's like,
it feels like
brown sugar surrounded by brown sugar.
They should just call this tooth brittle. What are they called? Bullseyes?
Not like one word, but bulls.
Isn't that a
possessive?
Dude, that is
eyes.
Sugar.
That's referring to a bull's asshole, I believe.
Plural. Mm.
Bullseyes. Okay, let's
pour those molasses treats.
Oh, God. It's fucking horrible.
Do you have a bucket we could spit in?
Jesus Christ. I hate black licorice. Right, it's got heavy molasses. Oh, God.
It's not heavy molasses. It's fancy molasses.
Fancy's gross.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode number Sugar High. Also,
I didn't even eat the whole thing. I'm already flying.
Also known as episode number 23. We don't have a number themed song today. We have a guest based song.
Yes. Who are you, by the way?
Maybe someday they'll have a 23 minute song.
Yeah.
That's what we're shooting for. We got Jim in the house. Jim Norska.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
How's it going?
He's louder than us, so we call him Jim Norska.
I'm just trying to pick the Canadian sugar out of my teeth.
I know. That was hardcore.
Man.
Adrian Bacon Farrell, one of our biggest fans, sent us a whole box of goodies. I mean, it was packed. Canadian treats from Newfoundland.
Are they treats?
And, yeah, these bullseyes here. are pretty hardcore
that
sugar.
That's pretty intense, man.
I think if you ate these for a long period of time, you would have bullseyes in every one of your teeth.
Yeah, the ingredients
I think you got them as a gift and sent them to you guys.
Yeah.
Sugar, fancy molasses, and glucose syrup.
That's the cool thing is that it has fancy molasses in it.
Yeah. It's only 60. They're only 30 calories each, though.
So I'm not worried about calories.
It's Canadian calories.
I'm worried about having all my teeth, which I already don't. So
We really appreciate the can of Vienna sausage and the other assorted goodies.
We'll talk about everything. We got a Climax mixture.
Yeah.
And these are all from the Purity brand.
Uh-huh.
Peppermint knobs.
Peppermint knobs.
And some rum and butter kisses.
Mm-hmm.
All from the Purity line.
Cream crackers.
We got some cream crackers that you need to keep in a dry place to retain their crispness and flavor.
Yep. And some Jam Jams.
And some Smarties that aren't really Smarties.
They're like M&M's.
Hey, listeners out there, who likes Smarties? Don't they come in a little pack that you twist the ends?
And these are in boxes, and they're made by Nestle.
These are fucking M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not M&M's, man.
They're weird M&M's.
They're a little bit.
They taste like they have tobacco in them. On first crack, I mean, from a fresh palate, when you bite in to a couple of those,
I thought it tasted.
There's
kinda
a slight tobacco flavor to them.
There might be.
I thought it tasted kind of coffee-ish.
Yeah.
Canadians love you guys, but you guys are dicks. No, just kidding. We just lost our whole Canadian fan base. I was trying to find some ingredients here.
Yeah, we got some
milk,
sugar.
Chocolate, cocoa butter.
We got some sugar and a shot glass.
Cocoa mass. What's cocoa mass?
It's a mass of cocoa.
Cocoa mass?
It's like, it'd just be a
Spanish
mass.
Spanish for cocoa, more cocoa.
Yeah.
Polyglycerol, polyricinolylate.
I don't know what that word is. We got a flag and...
we got some cool shit. We got a Gorton Fisherman hat that we're giving to Jim.
Thank you so much.
He is the Gorton Fisherman.
That is...
And he's a fisher.
Sure. Oh, it's absolutely fantastic.
You could wear it in a rainstorm while hunting for fungi.
It's a fantastic hat, and it's shaped in such a way that, I mean, this is great. I'm really, really excited about this hat.
Yeah, I know. It looks awesome.
Because a hood, you can't see through a hood. You know?
On the sides. Your peripherals are gone.
A rain jacket.
Yeah.
Right. Good Northwest
rain
jacket.
I really doubt that neither Dustin or I would put that to use, and we know that you would.
For sure.
I'll wear the fuck out of this thing. No kidding.
There's a lot of fuck in it.
It's great.
I don't know that much about... Newfoundland and Labrador, to be honest with you.
I don't either. But
I know
I do
it's northeastern Canada.
Yeah. I've seen a few shows on the telly that say Labrador is actually one of the harshest environments.
Oh wow.
In the northern hemisphere.
And which one is the island? Are you familiar which one? Because it's
no, I don't know about the island.
Newfoundland.
Is it an island?
Newfoundland, and then there's Labrador. One's part of the mainland, and one's the island out there.
I think Newfoundland is probably part of the Lind.
Uh-huh.
And Labrador is probably the island.
All right. Yeah. Well,
I'm just assuming so. I don't know that much about it.
That's what I was saying.
I saw Les Stroud. He did one of his Survivor Man shows or whatever on Labrador.
Oh, nice.
And it was intense.
He got fired. Did you hear that?
No, that was Bear Grylls, wasn't it?
Oh, that was. That's right. We were just making a joke about we hoped he could, like, make it without a job, but you probably could find something to chew on.
Well, Bear Grylls is doing a lot of deodorant ads and stuff now. So.
Yeah.
So I think this stuff is made in Newfoundland, which I wonder if when they sing that song, This Land Is Your Land, if they sing, This Lind Is Your Lind, This Lind Is My Lind, from Newfoundland to Greenwich, I don't know. But anyway, I think
say it too, you know, Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
Lind.
There's a, you said it was a harsh environment. I think they... make harsh candies that are harsh on your teeth. These look like they would be soft, crushy, gummy things, but they're all like hard candy.
They are, but I'm thinking that they're just a harder on the outside and probably like gummy on the inside, like these bullseyes kind of are.
I think they're made for sucking.
These candies are made for sucking.
There's no date on them.
Nope, they don't expire.
Just a code.
Yeah. So, hey, happy Friday, all you taggots. Thanks for listening, and thanks for spreading the word. And
thank you, Adrian.
Yeah, definitely number one fan. He's the first one. And we videotaped. We had...
We'll put that up somewhere, probably on our Facebook page. So go up and like us on Facebook.
I'm trying to open these cream crackers because I kind of like crackers, but I've never
had a green cracker.
No, it's cream.
Oh, cream.
Cream, like the band Cream.
And a pocket knife. Maybe not.
Getting knit cream crackers.
I got teeth and a pen.
Perfect.
That'll
I'm
work right there.
Too.
Dude, he's murdering crackers.
I saw cracker particles flying.
I haven't
out.
Seen so many crackers murdered since Rodney
oh,
King was
in. Oh, ba-dum-bumps. Hey, guess who they found in Rodney King's pool?
Rodney King.
Yep. Good guess.
Creamy.
Those aren't very creamy at all. That tastes like a stale saltine.
Maybe they were meant to be dipped in cream or something.
Oh. Hey, Adrian, what are we supposed to do with these cream crackers? Dip them in the Vienna sausage juice?
Oh, that's more of a gel than a juice, man. Come on.
That gel is so good. I just eat it. This is like finger food. I really appreciate all this, Adrian, but I think we're going to give it to a homeless person. Maybe we can give it to Barry.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if Barry's homeless, but I know he spends a lot of time at the fucking library mm-hmm. on Facebook.
I've seen him make a couple posts on there.
I've got to chase that Canadian shit with some American grandma's cookies because that leaved a bad taste in my mouth. It made me not be able to talk properly, too. Okay, so what have you been doing, Dustin, last couple days? Getting ready for the big shoe?
I have been getting ready for a big shoe.
How big is your foot now? That's so much better.
A foot long.
The only thing I didn't try so far is the Jam Jam. Well, I didn't try any of these hard tooth-breaking motherfuckers, but the Jam Jams look pretty gross.
Open that shit up.
I'm scared, too. After opening, store in a sealed container to maintain freshness.
All right. I got a sealed container. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, shit. This has tartrazine in it. I'm not touching it.
What's tartrazine?
I have no idea.
Well, it's a purity brand, you guys. So
it's made at Purity Factories at St. John's, yeah. Newfoundland.
That's a whole variety of snacks and stuff.
So that's great. You guys get packages from your fans.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
While homeless people go starving.
Yeah.
From a fan.
Start a podcast.
Well, has Norska ever gotten a package from a fan?
No, we send a lot of packages out, but we don't get a lot of packages, man.
Do you ever guys get any, like, I know the day and age of fan mail is usually email these days. Do you ever get, like, a letter in the mail?
We don't have a listed address.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Somebody sent me anthrax on the email.
Whatever. Do you guys get, like, emails, though, that say, hey, I stumbled across your site or, like,
Sure. Cool. We get emails, and most people are after it to buy something. They'll pay a dollar to download our stuff or whatever
right.
on Bandcamp or something like that. And I'll email them and say, hey, fuck, thanks a lot, man. Or whoever's – Dustin checks the email a lot, and he'll get back at people. And
cool.
Yeah. That's cool because you can see, you know, when you go into your email inbox, if you share it with a bunch of people or something.
Right.
Every now and then somebody chimes in just like, hey, thanks a lot, man. It's been good to hear from you.
It's always awesome, especially if it's from somewhere abroad or from, you know – states away or something.
Yeah,
like
that. States away, cities away.
Yeah,
you gotta like get a package from abroad.
Huh? What was her name? She was a bitch.
Yep.
I'm not even gonna mention her name on this podcast. Yeah, so I don't know if you heard. I don't know why I keep bringing it up, but there's a guy who was on our podcast. He runs a Corvallis Pedicab. There's your plug, Dan. He wants us to do the Icy Hot Whack Off Challenge.
I did. I actually read about that on Facebook.
Well, now he's still bothering us. He wants to give us $20 to have our girlfriends whack us off under the table.
And a pig of beer from Oregon Trail.
There's got to be a better way.
I said that if...
No!
If I had my girlfriend whack me off under the table, my wife would be pissed.
Yeah. That was where
just
I was
kidding,
going.
Honey. I know you don't even listen to this stupid show. Maybe you oughta, and I'd quit saying shit like that. But yeah, sorry, Dan. Once again, I'm just going to keep reiterating until you stop bugging us. It ain't going to happen, buddy.
No. You got to come up with another idea to push that hard that might have a chance of happening.
Let's say I take my leg off and try to kick the hacky sack 10 times without it hitting the ground, one-legged.
You know, the place that I would want to go with that is here's a guy that's offering a couple guys very paltry trade
$20
for what they're for, you know, this horrible.
Well, he could offer us
gross
like
challenge. However, the thing is that what it says about that poor man. And I'm sorry, man. I love you. God bless you. I don't know you, but you know, whatever it is, go for it. But you got these two guys that you know that you're trying to see do that. I would think that you might go out and find a couple of ladies or something. But you're after these guys that have this podcast. And look, I'll be honest. I'm in a room with these two guys. And I feel hot. You guys,
it's the weather.
You guys are fucking ugly.
It's the weather. So,
yeah.
You'd think he would at least say maybe you could get your wives to cover their fingers in icy hot and then masturbate themselves.
Uh-huh.
Because who wouldn't want to see that?
I know.
I mean, if you're a guy, even girls like to see other girls masturbate sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not speaking for all women.
That would, I think
I would like
you'd
to.
Probably have a better chance of that happening.
Yeah, or come up with something that's not so
us in a room naked together.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we could have like a drape over the table. I'm sure he would accommodate us with that. It would have to say Corvallis.
But you know, I mean, he could offer us like a year of
free chicken.
No, a year of free advertising on the front of his pedicab. Yeah. That would be almost an equal trade, wouldn't it?
Hey, that's what we didn't try. It was the chicken chips.
I wouldn't get jerked off.
What'd you do with the chicken chips?
Chicken chips. I'll get the chicken chips.
Don't be such a chicken chip. Hey, Adrian, we wish you would have sent us some zesty mordant and dressed all over chips because they don't have those down here. And jalapeno chips because they have the jalapeno ones down here, but they don't have jalapeno. So, if you want to send us another package, we're going to give some of this stuff to the troops because we support the troops and we feel bad.
We support the Taggets, too.
Hey, who are you calling a Taggot?
That one bit of candy that you guys opened up is fucking horrific.
Oh, God.
Like I
thought it was going to taste like a Chico stick.
I noticed that these
rough,
Lays.
Man.
It's a 75 gram bag. How many ounces is that? About 3? All right. But it has a born on date and a fresh until date.
What is it?
June 16th to August 21st.
Did you say born on?
Yeah.
I thought that was only for beer. Oh, made week of June.
So I'm about to try these roasted chicken chips.
Roasted chicken chip tasting competition going on now. I've never had a chicken chip. I don't believe they do. They have you ever seen chicken chips in America?
I've never seen roasted chicken chips.
I mean, in the United States of America,
without smelling one or tasting one like you are right now, Dust. My first assumption would be chicken ramen powder. You know, like when you don't want to cook up the ramen, you just sprinkle the powder on
It's not that strong.
When are they going to come strong. In with Oriental chips? You know how they have Oriental-flavored ramen?
You ever try the wasabi Lays?
It tastes more Thanksgiving-y to me.
Good.
Hey, what are you talking about?
It tastes more like a mashed potato and Thanksgiving dinner.
Are you talking about Indians?
Yeah.
It tastes more like Thanksgiving.
You're right about that, man.
Yeah.
It does.
It tastes like total bloodshed and annihilation. It tastes like blankets full of smallpox.
It's very Thanksgiving-y.
It's got the kind of a stuffing-y spice to it.
If you had a cranberry juice.
Porno plenty.
Or cranberry sauce crush.
Check it out.
I could go with that.
So, yeah, apparently Lay's makes a roast chicken, a.k.a. poulet rôti.
Poulet rôti.
And it's chicken chips. Made famous by Ricky.
Don't call me a chicken chip.
That tastes like stuffing.
Yeah.
That should be called stovetop. Lay's stovetop chicken.
Chips.
Chips.
That's good, though.
Yeah,
thanks, Adrian. That way makes up for all that shitty candy that you sent us.
Toothbreakers.
I just want to know, do you eat this shit? Do you eat peppermint knobs and Climax mixtures?
Of course not. He sent it to you guys, man. I'm going to assume that there's witchcraft involved because he sent
me a
hacky sack and a shot glass.
Yeah, drink up and then try kicking this bag.
No. That's not very funny, my friend.
Oh, and it's got a Canadian maple leaf on it. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
All right.
Yeah.
You rock.
All right.
Let's get this out of the way before I forget. There's a little thing we do called
What's in
Hans's CD player?
What's in
Hans's CD player? Hans Jochumsen, former victim of internal decay.
You lucky slug.
Current troll and grief hammer. Sorry, Hans, but he's the reason.
Does he have troll hands?
No, he's got troll tendencies, though.
Oh, he likes troll tendons.
He likes to stay under his bridge and yell at people. Hey, get out of here. I'm trying to be grumpy. So that's why Griefhammer's playing at 5 o'clock at Verminfest, because Hans has to get home and make dinner.
That's a good slot.
Well, I guess, yeah.
5 o'clock's fucking rad. Are you kidding me? It opens at, what, like 2, 2:30?
Yeah, 2:30.
It's a fucking rad slot, dude.
Yep, Hans, see? It's a rad slot. Just ask Jim. He knows. Yeah. But so we do a thing with Watson Hans, a CD player. I haven't heard this in years. I do own the CD. I'm going to get out and listen to it when I get home. The Meat Shits, Ecstasy of Death.
Meat Shits.
Old Robert Deathrage, that guy. And
that's Meat Shits with a Z.
No, it's with an S.
Oh.
But we played with the Meat Shits once, Victims did, and it was gross and stinky. No, just kidding. Pat broke his CD player. Speaking of what's in Hans' CD player, who broke Robert Deathrage's CD player? Moshing at the gate.
Pat.
It was Pat. And so, like, this guy has tons of samples in his songs. And so instead of having, like, a sample dude, he just had a CD player, like a component CD player.
Yeah.
Sitting on the monitor, and he had it running through the system, and he just, like, whatever song they're playing, he would just play the song from the CD to play the sample. And then right when it went tick, 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 he would push pause, and then it would go, the band would come in, and then he'd sing about he had some bad songs about cutting vaginas up and using the parts for stuff, and he needed more piss flaps. He was short, and that's the chorus of the song. I need more piss flaps. So yeah, Robert Deathrage. So the last half of the set did have no samples because his component Pioneer CD player that he brought in, he should have had a remote with it at least. Yeah. You know, you're like track number 7. This is called Piss Flaps. I don't know, but yeah. So Tons is listening to Meat Shits. That's crazy. His wife would not approve of that.
Yeah,
that's a gross thing. I wonder if he lets his kids listen to the Meat Shits.
I don't know. You think they have Meat Shit sandwiches?
I don't know.
I have a topic for you guys.
Is it topical?
You guys are familiar with this website called YouTube, right?
I think I've heard of it.
No. All right. Well, I've noticed, like, recently.
I know all about it.
Maybe it's an old thing. Maybe it's a new thing. But people are just putting full albums on there.
Oh, yeah.
And not, like, local, you know, bands trying too. To get,
yeah,
like,
full movies.
Yeah.
Full movies, full albums, and it's kind of under the guise of the right to share something publicly for the sake of discussion.
You think that's kind of a thing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's the kind of law that they're wrapping around the freedom to post something publicly.
Well, that's fair
not
use,
to make,
right?
Yeah, it's fair use.
Yeah.
To use it, you know. What do you guys think about that?
I can't download it, right, from YouTube?
You can.
Well, you can.
Well, can you?
Yeah, with the right program.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a class, biology class at school, and I had to go see a bunch of videos from a bunch of different college sites around the country, from different aquariums.
Right.
Uh-huh. And in order to do that, the first place that I went said, well, hey, you have to download this program. It was called Real Player.
Uh-huh.
And with Real Player, every time you play a video anywhere, it gives you the option of downloading it, even a YouTube video.
Capturing the video.
Yeah. Right. So I did that. I was just like, wow, oh, yeah, shit, this is from Berkeley.
Yeah,
you know?
It makes it pretty easy.
So I'll download it.
But yeah, I mean, do you think that's, like, exaggerating the rights? Because I don't think many people are posting it for the sake of discussion other than just, you know, to put it up there, and then the discussion is we allow comments on YouTube.
Right. I don't watch them to discuss them. I watch them when my Netflix or my Nutflix runs out,
uh-huh.
and I haven't re-upped it yet, and I can't watch on the Instant. Yeah. So I'll go to YouTube.
Or I'll go there and I'll listen to some old Black Sabbath albums that, you know,
I can look up tons of stuff on YouTube that I just don't have.
Yeah. I just lost
stuff
in the
rabbit. Desperately want to have. I mean, vinyl rips, all kinds of stuff.
That's true, too. Yeah. Stuff that's out of print.
Just a couple days
like
ago,
on
Wednesday, I looked up... I was really hung up on Taxi Driver.
Uh-huh.
So I looked up, you know, the Bernard Herrmann score for Taxi Driver. I was just freaking out over it.
That's
and loving
awesome.
It so much. And yeah. it was great to be able to grab that and then take it over to something that was, you know, super personal or whatever, just mm-hmm. some, like a Facebook page, my
right.
site, whatever you're into. And to throw that up there and say, hey, this, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah,
great to be
yeah.
able to do that. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I agree, you know, that it is great. You know, I mean, I use it, you know, like I said, to listen to full albums that I, probably wouldn't purchase again or in the first place, you know?
I think it's another example of, like, instant gratification where you can share something with a friend, whereas, like, if you saw a friend on the street and you said, hey, I saw this kick-ass movie that has an awesome soundtrack, you got to hear it, but you can't play it for them. You send them a message on Facebook or whatever you're on, and you say, hey, check out this movie. They click on it and they get to watch it right then. And you're like, this is an awesome soundtrack. I can't believe, you know. So I think that people get a little bit, I don't know what the word is for it, because of the instant gratification, and it's kind of scary, but I'm just rolling with it. I think that it's better.
Yeah.
It's better for people. I mean, it makes people impatient in the real world, such as being in line at the bank or at the gas station.
I love the gratification, though. Because, I mean, you go to a place like Bandcamp, and you can just wander around.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's only like one out of five bands that, you know, you can't listen to it without downloading it, or you can only hear one song.
Right.
You listen to everybody's album.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's usually the artist's choice to put it up there.
It is. That's the thing. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the point that has to be stressed, because when you get down to, does the artist want it to be out there?
Yeah.
These days,
of course,
that's the question. Is that valid? Because does it even fucking matter if the artist wants it?
Yeah, of course, right? Because I know Black Sabbath.
Because so many people are out there doing it, you know.
There's obviously tons, but I know that, like, Black Sabbath has the power, you know, with all their attorneys to shut it down if they wanted to. Yeah. So, you know, there is that. But, you know, it probably should be them posting it in the first place.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, he's talking about bands who don't want it out there. If you're a big enough deal and enough people are listening to you, it's going to end up there free anyway.
That's true.
It's out there. Even down at 1993 standards, you know? Like, you could take your own stuff that you did way back when, and you could put it on the internet, and you could try to sell it, and somebody's going to pay for it and then upload it, and anybody can get it for free.
Yeah, if you want to get it for free, you're going to end up getting it for free.
Yeah,
you know?
It's out there.
Yeah.
And if you have the money and you feel like you like the artist or the movie producer or whatever enough to pay for it, and then that's what you do. It's like, or if at the point, like I mentioned on a previous episode, that you had the Bandcamp download your own price, and I downloaded it for free. But later, I bought a CD at a show, which I was planning on doing, but
it wasn't even just that, but you came to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So,
and, you know, I'll be...
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard these guys for free on the internet, and I went and checked them out. Well,
I think it's different for local bands compared to, like, you know, the bigger entities such as Zeppelin and Sabbath and Zappa.
Oh,
and, you know, I mean, you could go out and buy Zappa's stuff, but Zappa's not getting your money anyway.
But his family is.
That's just an ultimately different level now.
Yeah.
That's out there. I have a hard time believing that things like that are going to exist. But, it'll exist. You know, it's not going to be nearly as common as it was, though.
What do you mean? What would
I don't
exist?
Think there's going to be these huge, huge thundering movements anymore. I really don't.
In music?
Like musical music?
Yeah.
Like the grunge movement?
Yeah, just like high school for me, or middle school to high school was like late 80s, early 90s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Going in there, late 80s, so much great shit. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The late 80s were incredible.
Hell yeah.
From metal, I mean, even for me, hip-hop. Hip-hop was crazy in the late 80s, the early 90s.
That was
that's
awesome.
Going on.
I loved it. But I just really don't think... I mean, it's out there, and it's great because the way that the industry's kind of moving now and all that... You kind of have to go out and do your thing and hope for the best. Because it's such a limited... I just think the margin is so much smaller for these bands that are going to go sign with some huge label and get a huge advance.
Oh, for sure,
that.
Yeah. You have to really... probably even have to work harder than ever.
There are too many bands.
Ever.
Yeah.
There's too many bands that are, you know, putting their time into promoting and putting their stuff out there, too.
And even, like, the labels that... Like, I would consider big labels, but they're not major labels. You know, like, I don't know, Metal Blade, Nuclear Blast, stuff like that. That releases, they might not be huge, but they release bands that I respect, and they're getting
bigger. Generally
get
some...
And Metal Blade's gotten pretty big over the years, but now if I can remember what I was going to say, god damn it. I can't. So what were we talking about?
We were talking about... Bands.
Oh, I remember now. Sorry. Yeah, bands. That totally triggered me. No, we were talking about how, like, the cost or the amount of money that the bands get that are on the lower scale has actually gone down because... Okay,
I don't think it's just lower scale, man.
Like, when you go...
Scale,
say, when you go to a show in the early 90s, say, when Victims was playing shows, it was, like, $3 to $5.
Uh-huh.
Today, it's $3 to $5 for local show. You know, it's $5. You know, people get mad when they have to pay $8 for a local show. They don't get
people
mad.
Get mad
they do
it. I think see people get mad when they got to pay $5.
$3. Yeah.
Yeah, $3.
And, you know, and the cost of living has gone up so much, mm-hmm. inflation and all that. So all these bands are having to pay more for gas to get to practice. They're having to pay more for gas to get to the gig. They're having to pay more
tough.
For gear. But they're still getting $3 to $5 at the door, and it's just weird to me. And even the bands on the bigger levels, like that's what I was going to say, the bigger labels that aren't majors like Sony and Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Aaron from the Atheist, who recently was in his new band. They were playing at the Lame Fest up there, and they just got off a tour with the Mentors, which was awesome for them, Southwest tour. But he was talking about when they were doing the tour where they were tagging along. Was it the Rockstar Tour or the Uproar Tour or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Mayhem Tour, all those. Yeah. So they hung out with all those lower-tier bands that weren't Slipknot and Lamb of God or whatever that were the top bills. He said those bands aren't getting shit. They're basically kind of working as an apprentice. They're getting money to get to the next gig, but and they're all fighting and they all hate each other, and that they get on the stage and they do their thing and they're brothers and they're metal and they're having a good time. But then, like, they're living so miserably on the road because they're not getting any money and they don't have anything to bring home with them, which is, you know, it proves that they're doing it for the love of doing it. Mm-hmm. But
that sounds fucking gross to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
Because if you get signed to Metal Blade or one of those labels, they're going to make you go out.
Well, I think it's largely up to you if you want to be in that situation or not.
Right.
I really
yeah,
do.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
I think
you have the choice.
I think there's people that are cut out for that sort of thing, the traveling and stuff, and there's people that aren't, and... You know,
I wouldn't want to do it intermittently, or at least do it long enough to find out that I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I've the most I've done is a 12-day tour, and it was a little bit hellish because just because it was hot. There was a lot of people in a little van, and we didn't know where we were staying. And, you know, you're getting pulled over, you're having breakdown. You know, it's just something. And speaking of that, that's why maybe we should segue into, aren't you guys, Norska's going on a little bit of a stint, aren't you?
We are, yeah, in September.
So that'll be fun.
It will be great.
And it'll be scary.
We're really excited about it.
Yeah, at least, awesome. You know, not that they wouldn't come to see you guys, but at least you know there's going to be decent turnouts because Yob has got a pretty big buzz going right now.
Yeah, it's hit or miss. Depends where you play, I think.
Yeah. I guess they probably, you know, most of the pictures that I see, like the Dustin Post when he's on the road with them, they have pretty good turnouts in places.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they don't take pictures of the smaller turnouts. But, I mean, I was telling Dustin earlier, 10 or 10,000.
Yeah.
What are you guys laughing
you're talking about 12 Dustins.
12 Dustins?
Or two.
How many Dustins? Oh, just a different Dustin. Shit. Okay. I was telling Gatch earlier. That'll clarify it. That, you know, you would rather play for 10,000 people or 1,000 people, but if there's 10, you're still going to play.
Oh, for sure.
You're still going to bring it.
Unless you're, what's that one comedian that said, I'm playing for fucking white people.
Who was that?
The Red Fox, wasn't it?
Before racism was so
Richard
frowned
Pryor,
upon.
Red
I ain't
Fox.
Playing for no fucking white people.
Yeah.
Cracker ass wood, or pecker wood.
Weren't you the one telling me that?
I don't know.
No, I think it was Red Fox. He used to do...
I didn't tell you nothing about Red Fox. What you talking about,
Willis? And then he went out and said, I'm doing a show for no 12 black people or something like that. I don't fucking know.
You don't?
I don't know.
Well, I would play a show pretty much anywhere that people, even if it's one or two, would show up. It'd be
fun.
Yeah,
because you're going to gain a fan or you're going to turn someone
anyways,
off.
Anyways, gentlemen.
So, yeah, when does that start? Like September 18th or something like that?
No, it starts on September 7th.
7th, way off.
September 7th.
We'll be in Boise, Idaho.
And Boise, Idaho is where you're going to kick off the tour, right?
At the Shredder.
Awesome.
Nice. I love the name of that place. We played...
you guys played Boise not too long ago,
we
right?
did. At the Shredder. I just love the name of it. No, man, they have
is
a half-pipe inside.
Is there any turtles in there?
Oh, a Shredder.
No, it's... Wow. It's a dope venue. It's great. It's dope.
Uh-huh. D-O-P-E, dope.
No, it's spelled D-O-A-P.
We actually have Boise listeners.
Awesome.
Our,
hey, Boise, go
markets.
See Norzica at the Shredder.
Yeah.
No, dude. It's pronounced the Shredder.
Oh, sorry. Say, you guys know it out in Boise. Go there.
Yeah. No, it's a killer venue. It's a great place. And Boise is an unbelievably awesome fucking town.
There awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we ran around Boise for a little while. We got there early, and it's beautiful.
I wanted to play in Boise. We couldn't get a gig there, so we played in Idaho Falls, right past Pocatello or whatever. But we did go through Boise. It was a nice little town, nice big town. But,
yeah.
I did notice one highlight on the tour that would be a highlight for me is when you guys get to play with St. Vitus and Wake.
Yeah, that's like, going to be a fun show. Little Rock.
Yeah, yeah, Arkansas. Yeah, yeah. Maybe Bill Clinton will come.
Who knows? That'd be cool. Or Hillary.
It'd be killer to get him to do some sax parts.
Yeah. Maybe I did not have sexual relations with that band.
Maybe he could play some sax through a wah-wah.
Maybe.
Like Zappa did on
I think a saxophone would sound absolutely, absolutely amazing through an Orange and a Leslie cabinet.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be fantastic.
A lot of people might not know what that is.
When Bill Clinton played on Arsenio Hall, when Arsenio Hall was like getting the biggest guest
absolutely.
Of all.
I sat on the sofa.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
my folks.
Where are you going like this? Where you got your shit. Arm going, woo, woo,
yeah, for
woo,
sure.
Woo.
I was all about that guy.
Yeah, dude, I was too, man.
And
he
I thought on Saturday Night
show.
Live they had Carcinio.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey did
yeah, that.
Yeah, that
was
And
so
I thought
perfect.
That was the most wonderful thing in the world.
Now they got, what's that guy that does...
wacky oh. stuff there, wacky.
Yeah. No, what's that guy?
Yeah, yeah. That huge finger, yeah. extended finger. And he's waving it at the camera. It's good.
I can't do the Arsenio finger.
What's that guy that they got now that's always in the red suit?
Who?
On Saturday Night Live, he always does that talk show.
Oh, the black dude?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's, what's his name? Keenan Thompson.
Dude, that is a great bit.
the best part of those.
That's
when the jogger comes out.
That's the jogger guy. What's that guy's name? He's a fantastic actor.
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis, yeah.
And the Kenny G guy comes.
He's hilarious.
And then I think it's Fred Armisen comes out as the sax player, the Kenny G.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what's up with that. Why does a jogger and a sax player come out?
Yeah.
And like anytime, like we were talking before about when Robert De Niro was on there, and he's trying to be serious and tell the story, and he says a word, and then Kenan Thompson starts saying the word, and then he says something that rhymes with it, and then he starts singing, and he's like, what the fuck? It was Robin Williams, and of course it's always Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
Who never gets a chance to get on the show. I'm sorry, Lindsey, we'll get to you next time on What's Up With That. Oh, wait, Dat. What's Up With That? What's Up With That? Yeah, so I wonder if they keep doing that, because Jason Sudeikis is not on the show anymore. This was the last season.
Oh, he split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, I think his contract ran out and they didn't pick him up again, so I wonder who's going to be the
Dang.
Jogger.
That's
funny,
well,
though.
Well, they probably are probably flipping the cast like pretty hardcore if Sandberg and Wig left.
Yep. Three of their major players took off that had been there for several years.
Yeah.
It was just starting to get funny, and they were starting to get a camaraderie a little bit.
I know. They could have been.
SNL goes through phases of suckiness, you know.
Who are they going to get now? Who's going to be this new cast member?
Wouldn't it
be
cool?
Are they going to make it into a reality TV show?
No.
Or is everybody going to be so goddamn jaded to the television that they don't realize that the people on Saturday Night Live are funny anymore? Aren't there going to be any more hit characters in Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Just like big bands, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. With the
there'll be no more Led Zeppelin.
You have access to all the crap on the internet, and that's great. But as we get older, we're looking more at characters I think we've shifted from picking out characters to picking out actors and acting companies and production companies,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And release companies and labels and all these things that
we've
refined our tastes because we've been bombarded. And you think about kids now, and I just wonder, 10 years from now, right? My kid's going to be, old enough to vote and shit like that. It's going to be great. And what is she going to be into? What's going to exist? Because you can see anything all the time as much as you want.
Yeah.
You can hear about a movie from a friend and go find it.
And the kids
and
growing
watch
up
it
where like
and
it's
see it
the
for
cell
a nominal
phone in your
fee,
hand
you know?
from birth, just the having that access to the technology.
Yeah. Do you think there's any possibility of regression? Like,
I hope so.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool to see
that shit crash?
Like something just got so retro that just a retro swing came where, retro used to be the 50s, then it was the 80s. Now
it would take an ice age.
You think so?
Or a dark age or something.
To shut down the internet? Like
to stop us from progressing to total information overload.
I mean, because it's came so far in the
last 20
years.
Nobody going to willingly stop. Not enough people would willingly stop moving forward in tech.
I saw a program on the Learning Channel or Discovery Channel or something that was talking about some dudes that worked for Google that were their development department that developed a way to implant something into the human skull to read brain waves, you know, and they could, the person could control a hand from miles away by thinking about it and feeling the impulses.
That's nuts. I
got to correct that. It wasn't just the brain. It was all around the head and down the arm, and they had a mechanical arm that was, you know, a few miles away, and they were able to turn it and do the same motions.
Wow.
On a delay. I mean, that's wild.
Yeah, that
if you could get up in the morning and, say, put on two armbands and a headband.
Well, doesn't
and
that
just control
explain,
something, like sit down in your own home and
does
control
that explain
it,
alien
as,
abductions,
you know,
from
tactilely as you could anything else, pick up your phone,
right,
drop
so
it.
They could do that with prosthetics then as well, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. And that way, because I've already heard in the last 10 years or so, they had stuff that they said you could hook up to your nerve endings to where you just think, move my foot, and my foot moves. Mm-hmm. Your prosthesis moves. Yeah. And I'm not to the high dollar. I haven't.
You don't want people fucking. They're fucking around with your nerves, though, man.
Yeah, I don't.
You'll end
don't,
up with like.
I wouldn't.
Nerve damage.
I don't think I would be into that.
No.
Like if anything ever came up, it was like, look, you'll be hooked up for free, whatever it is, whatever you want, all the time, anytime.
Right.
I wouldn't. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's like the last bastion of humanity.
Because everything
that we're all walking
everything breaks
in,
after
you know?
A while, so you're going to have it replaced or work on. Then whether they have to disconnect it from your nerves and put in another one, and then you're going to have major nerve damage.
Fuck that.
Or we are already
that shit's connected to your brain.
Yeah,
we are already at cyborg stage. You know, people got the Bluetooth in their ear and they got the red colored contacts. You know, cyborgism is here.
You think so?
Yeah, and people walk around zombies. With all the information at their fingertips.
Well, that's like Back to the Future 2 shit, though. Remember Griff had those implants?
Yeah.
What if we went back, if you go back to caveman times?
Before fire or after fire?
I don't think it would matter with what we got today.
Oh, you
and
just mean
bring
like
something that would fucking just blow their mind. Like,
what would you bring, though? Because a computer would be like over, would just probably...
They wouldn't even know. They'd just smash it with a club.
Yeah,
right?
And what would you do with it then? What would you be doing spreadsheets over there?
I would bring a knife that has a really good strain of yeast attached to the blade all over it. That's what I would do.
You could bring fireworks.
Yeah.
That even would, if they had fire.
Well, then you would just be God, right?
Oh, no, you get killed.
Yeah.
You
really?
Get
killed?
No, anybody would.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Like, we're talking about going back to caveman times, trying to survive.
Not trying to survive.
Any one of us would get fucking killed, and we're not small people.
Yeah.
Like any one of us, the people that lived back then would fucking kill us. They
plus, we wouldn't be able to survive without our cell phones.
Fucking
our,
tattoos, t-shirts.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I don't know.
I'm not taking my fucking watch off. Let's go. You'd fucking killed immediately.
You give him a laser pointer and be like,
hey, I want that. I'm going to stick a
you
fucking
could probably
branch
give him a dollar,
face.
Though. With that's inflation, it. That's probably a lot of money to them.
They wouldn't know. That one deserved
what's a house, 50 cents back then?
They were free. Castles. Chris Castles. All right, so yeah, you got anything else coming up? You guys working on any new stuff? Norska gonna record a new record at any point? Or I know it's probably hard with the scattered schedules and everything like that. Or
yeah, it's horrible. It's rough.
Is. It's the same way with my band currently, Griefhammer, and we're not even touring, and we don't have members. And well, I'm in another band, but not one that's touring the world at the time. But yeah, I was just curious. Not that I am tired of the Norska songs that I listen to, but that's just a question that you bring to a band. When's the new stuff coming out?
Well, you just guys just had a vinyl come out, right? Or released?
That was awesome. How did you guys
released
did you finagle
that EP last year? And it just went out.
Did they approach you on
that?
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was fun. They heard us and then came after us.
That's what I mean, yeah.
It was really cool. Like, we were pretty excited about it.
Because we wanted to put the Griefhammer out on vinyl, and it's just too ridiculous.
It is,
expensive.
Just to get the plates done alone, you know. The per piece isn't so bad, but the setup charge to just print one is
and that's expensive, but you just have to make a lot of them. That's what we were looking at.
That's
we had gone this long without putting it on vinyl, you know.
Yeah, it's about getting your price per down, you know. You
got
to...
Yeah, we went through... Originally, we got three quotes, I think, over on different size things. Like, we'd do a single or something, a 300 RPM single, 7-inch or something, and we'd throw that out there, and we were looking at all these different ways of doing it, a 10-inch or just do the whole damn thing, and we worked with Made in China Records for for a long time just trying to figure something out that would work, and we couldn't get it to work. I mean, mm-hmm. we have families, and we're all just doing stuff or school or the single life, whatever it might be. So, yeah, it worked out really great.
That's awesome. How would I get a hold of one of those? How would our listeners get a hold of one of those?
You guys can you could go pre-order them right now. They'll be shipped on or before September 18th.
Uh-huh.
If you pre-order now, you can get them at BrutalPandaRecords.com.
Right on.
Excellent.
Yeah. Or there's a link on Facebook/Norska Rock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if any of you concert goers that are interested in vinyl and go to shows and try to complain when a band's charging $20-$25 for a double gatefold LP, don't complain, because it costs more than that. The markup is less than on a CD that you're buying for $10 that they got pressed for $2.50. You know, so
it's true.
If you love vinyl, don't be afraid to pay $20-$30 for an album, because who knows? They might go by the wayside again. I hope not. I'm glad vinyl has made
support
a resurgence.
The vinyl,
man, it's here to stay.
Great. Support I'm glad to hear it.
I believe it.
It never fully went away, but
no, it didn't.
No,
we have stacks. It's amazing to me to look at our record collection, because we've been, I mean, shit, since I was like 18 or 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
My parents had a record player growing up.
Same
and all
as
that.
Me. Yep.
And I had a few records growing up that I absolutely loved and that I bought with my allowance.
Huey Lewis?
Shit like that. I did not buy Huey Lewis.
Who calls him Huey?
Yeah,
did Huey? You call him Huey, or was that him?
Even after I heard his songs on Back to the Future and the theater.
Oh, man. That was a bad time
Huey
for
Lewis.
Huey Lewis, though, man. The power of love.
Oh,
come
no.
On.
He was super successful.
I only liked Huey. I only liked Huey when he was still hardcore. When he was doing the working for a living. No, before that, the hardcore stuff,
dude. But did you see him and who was it? I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, they did a song together.
No, they did. They did a movie together called Duets, where they're karaoke hustlers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's trippy? I had never heard that song until I was hosting karaoke.
Have you seen that movie?
It wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow. I think it was Reba McEntire.
But the song was by Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis.
Yeah, I think Gwyneth Paltrow was
really?
In it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I'm sorry.
And they played, they were karaoke hustlers, where they'd go and then he'd have his own song on a disc, and I'll bet you $50 I'll rock your socks off and karaoke, and the guy would go up there. And he'd go, and he'd hand him the disc, and he'd nail it, and then they'd get beat up because they were hustling.
That's too funny. And you know what? I always just knew Gwyneth Paltrow as an actress, right? So I'm hosting karaoke.
I could be wrong on that.
No, I'm hosting karaoke, and these people come up, and they're like, here's my song. And I'm like, Gwyneth Paltrow? These people are crazy. So I search in my database, and of course, Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis. I can't remember the name of the song, but this couple.
It was
couple,
from that movie, I think.
Yeah, this couple used to always sing it every time, and I didn't know. I didn't know that, but there's one thing I might have told you before. I don't know if I've told anybody on the podcast. I really doubt it.
That you like chicken chips?
I love chicken chips. They're on my lips. Your bum is on my lips. The chicken chip's on my lips.
Oh.
Why don't I try to get a little ketchup chip? I wish you had mustard chips and a hot dog chip. You could get a Big Bite chip and then put ketchup
chips. I had Big Bite chips, dude. Those are nasty.
So anyway, I was talking about something else before we got into the chicken chips. You know what I like, I said? And you said chicken chips. What was I going to say? What were we talking about?
Damn it, sorry.
Oh, I know. It's not what I like. It's what I haven't talked about. The drummer from the Bone Jars.
Steve
Carlisle. He used to be roommates with Huey.
With Huey?
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis?
You're like, with Huey? I'm like, with...
I'm going to turn his name into two syllables. Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis. Ha.
Huey Lewis.
Ha. My name's Huey Lewis.
Huey
Welcome
Lewis.
To the 35th Annual Portland Golf Invitational
with
featuring
Huey Lewis.
Lewis. And speaking of... So my drummer, he's not mine, but a guy that plays drums with me in the Bone Jars used to be roommates with Huey Lewis.
Who knows?
Before they were the News.
Oh, really? The News was...
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And he says that he claims that he wrote some songs with them, and they may or may not use them and didn't give him credit.
Was Power of Love one of them?
Who knows? No.
Who knows?
Maybe Working for a Living. I'm not sure.
If This Is It! Was it that one?
Yeah, that was the one, written by Steve Carlisle.
Please let me know!
Yeah!
That one?
Go Huey. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, he's an
avid
golfer.
And these chicken chips, man.
Well, I used to play drums for Hulu.
Yeah, before it was the News. But there was a band from Eugene called The News. And there was a little discrepancy of
at the same time?
Like right when Hulu came out with The News, they said, that's not news, that's old news, we're The News. And we're like, Huey Lewis and the New News. So they were going to call it Huey Lewis and the New
and the, Huey Lewis and the Hughes.
And the Hughes.
No
and
shit. That,
no, I'm making shit up right now.
No, it's fantastic.
But the first part of the story was totally true.
Newness.
We only do early 90s Huey Lewis.
Newness.
Sorry.
Yeah. only our duets with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Louis Hughes.
Louis Hughes and the Plulus. That could be a cover band.
Dude, that guy wants a new drug.
Louis Hughes and the
Hughes. You ever hear that story about Huey Lewis and the
shit.
Wanting a new drug?
No, but I did hear about Hulu.
And the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
he
that.
Got sued. I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. See, this is Ghostbusters. One that won't take me fast. I make me feel.
All right,
like
then I'm going to say, will you karaoke?
He lost.
Will you karaoke, I want a new drug?
He stole.
Will you?
He stole.
I know, but will you karaoke?
He stole.
With a D?
He stole that shit from
dude,
Ray Pop.
He fucking stole that shit.
He stole
will
it.
Will you sing I want a new drug on karaoke over the Ghostbusters theme? The whole song.
I will. Right. Let me
well,
click
not on.
On
the show.
Oh.
He stole it.
Like, he stole that shit.
That would have to be a live event.
He stole it.
Who did?
Huey Lewis stole it from Ray Parker Jr.
Hulus.
And then Louis Hughes stole it from Huey Lewis.
Hulus. He stole it. So I'm going to click
Louis
on.
If Huey Lewis was a porn star, that would be his porn name.
So now I found Hulus. A link to I Want a New Drug. Oh, I got Rickrolled. Dude, I got Rickrolled. It was supposed to be Huey Lewis, and it was fucking Rick Astley.
Now we have all Rickrolled our entire audience. The second time we've Rickrolled our audience.
If I ever met Rick Astley, I would tell him one thing.
Fuck off!
I don't like
why?
Him.
Why?
I don't like him. His
it's
hair
a killer
was
killer song. Are you kidding me?
You seriously like it?
Yeah. It's a rad fucking song.
You were probably 10
me,
when
man.
It came out, right?
Nah, I was in middle school at least.
10, 14? I don't know. I just hate it because everybody got Rickrolled.
You can get egg rolled too if you're not careful.
I got Rickrolled at a porn site one time.
I think it's a beautiful song.
Hot anal
dude,
action
I
with
got,
young teen beauty, and I click on
I'm
it.
I'm excluding all anal. All porn.
I clicked on the all anal link, and it
song.
Said, never gonna let you down. I was like,
come,
you just did.
Did he come out of the ass?
Did he? You wrecked him. You damn near killed
dude,
him.
I got Rickrolled one time to where it was the video, and every time you tried to escape it, it would bring up a pop-up of one of the lines.
So you couldn't get out.
So you couldn't get out until you'd clicked on it through every line.
So now you
that's
know all the
cruel,
lyrics.
That's isn't it?
You got, that's a severe Rickroll.
That
you couldn't
is.
Just close your internet?
Well, you could go to Taskmaster, but you're just trying to get the song off your fucking screen at that point, right? You know, you're not in your right mind.
I'm not. I like that song.
He would love to listen to the whole thing over
and
over.
I listen to the whole goddamn thing, see all the lines. That's a great song.
Well,
I'm not saying
you like
it wasn't a great song.
Thank you.
And all of our listeners.
Is this song in the public domain now?
I think
that
so.
Has been played so many times on YouTube.
Not yet.
It got over 5 million hits or something like that. It's awesome. Well, you've been Rickrolled officially. Thanks, Taggats. Taggats. You little Taggats. Hey, I don't want to really go out or start things on a downer, but you know, you were making a joke about the Batman shooting last week, and we're talking too soon.
I would never...
You did. Well, you didn't make a joke.
Yeah.
We brought it up. So a famous comedian has now been dubbed the too soon dude.
Who's that?
Fucking Dane Cook.
Oh, who gives it?
Who listens to
Dane Cook?
I just saw
yeah,
it.
Really?
Yeah. What I said, he's still a comedian? I wasn't too sure. But no, he made a joke.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's fucking huge in Vegas, man.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a lounge act now. Oh,
yeah.
Romantic
no, I mean,
comedies.
No, that fucker's got a theater somewhere, I'm sure.
No, so yeah. This was his joke, just to see if you guys think it was too insensitive or too soon. He said, so the guy waited 25 minutes into the movie before he came in and did what he did. He goes, but don't you think that if he wouldn't have done that, that someone 25 minutes into the movie would have just stood up and said, God, shoot me now, because it was such a horrible movie. See, that's not really funny.
That's not
and he
funny.
Got lots of oohs and then he got all this backlash on the internet, and people are making saying that it's too soon, and it's a sensitive subject.
It's not too soon. That's just a dumb joke.
Yeah, that was a rad movie.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, and he was saying it was such a piece of shit. He was saying it was a piece of shit movie.
Yeah.
He said it's a piece of shit movie, and then he told his little joke about how someone would have said shoot me now anyway if the guy wouldn't have done what he did. So
that's fucking Dane Cook.
It is.
You know how that shit works? Yeah. Dane Cook is going to wind up...
he was just throwing out a joke to see if it worked, right?
Because, you know, a year from now, they're going to say, God, he was so edgy. He went out on the limb.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He didn't care. He just said what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
So edgy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Edgy. I mean, you just throw a joke out there and see if it works. After Greg Giraldo died, you know, everybody wanted to point at, what's his name? Old, who had the too soon joke after that? It was that fucking...
Spit it out.
Gilbert Gottfried? Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, stereo.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, so he got shit for the Japan too. He lost his job from Geico.
Yeah.
For making a joke about Japanese.
Everybody loosen up.
Oh, I'm sure it was awful when he wound up getting the job at Aflac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Aflac.
Well, yeah, everybody was
stupid.
I don't know. Is it really causing more pain to say a joke? You know, it's causing probably more pain that people are blowing it up out of proportion after the joke is said, isn't it?
It's just
I want to know who's listening anyway.
Yeah.
Who's paying, listening to that shit anyway?
Who's paying to go see Dane Cook at the Laugh Factory? Sold out in L.A.
Who's at that show? Who lives for finding shit like that on the internet?
Well, I don't
who
know
who wakes
about
up
that.
In the morning and says, fuck it, hey, man, I'm looking for this negative thing that's just gross and it's lacking all this humanity.
Yeah.
And it's just this gross thing that some guy did, but I've done a lot of gross shit, and so have most of my friends.
I think
I'm going to go out there and point my finger at this
exactly.
guy.
And I think
know?
It was the Come person on. That filmed him, because he filmed it, which you're not supposed to do at this place, which mm-hmm. is what the Laugh Factory posted as a... He posts it on an internet thing, and he's not even supposed to be filming because he has no legal rights. You're not supposed to film in those places.
Huh.
But what I'm wondering is, like you said, who's going to see Dane Cook? I think probably the same people that are going to see Nickelback and NASCAR.
I think it's more far-reaching than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's your general
it's creepy to me.
I think it's the general populace who does. Because
if somebody bought
really...
you, if you went to, sorry, Dust, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But if you went to a place like Las Vegas and somebody was just like, hey, man, I'll buy your way into Dane Cook. Like, do you want to go see him?
Do you think I'd go?
I'd fucking go. I'd be curious what he's going to say. Because I would know going in, this is a private show. There's a huge sign that says no photography or anything.
Yeah.
And part of the show for him, the way that he does his set, might be to bring it down to a disgusting low.
Yeah,
and
or get real serious.
And then build up from there. Yeah, to get like Mencia, that Carlos Mencia guy would do shit like that. You know, he'd try to get you, and then it just get... When he was done, he's like, holy shit, that was incredible.
That might
have been part of his show.
It might have been.
So it might be out of context.
That's the other thing about taking it out of context. You know, you just take this little 1 minute clip out of a 2 hour set.
Yeah.
Say, he said this. I don't know. I just think that it's ridiculous.
You have your general populace that just listens to that or goes to those shows because they don't know any better. They say, I want to go to a comedy show, and they don't know any of the not a plus listed $100
Who's that guy that says, get her done, let's go see him, he's funny.
Yeah. You know, they
you can
don't
do
know
that.
That you can.
You know, you can. You can say, you can find out. It's right there on the internet, just like all the videos that everybody's pissed off about.
Yeah.
You can find the people that you want to go see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to seek that shit out,
but
just
general
be disagreeable
population.
About it and be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to expose this guy. It's going to be great. What the fuck?
He's just a comedian, right?
Yeah. He's a fucking comedian.
It's called freedom of speech. You should
what he does, I guess, in his profession is called an act.
Yeah.
Really?
It's an
comedy act.
He's got an act.
What?
No. And that's the thing is I'm looking around like these guys, we play shows and all that, and we got called an act last year. I was like, we're a fucking act.
Yeah.
We're an act.
Do you think you're acting, though? Well, that kind of reminds me, you said you don't listen to a lot of Doom, but you love playing it.
It's that whole thing. It's like, you know what? Hey, guess what? The reason that these people do this shit isn't really what matters. It's what you see and how you take it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter when you're standing in front of a stage, if you're watching a screen, for me.
Yeah.
Right? For me.
Whether
if you're watching
a movie.
Screen, movie, fucking you're listening to music, whatever it is. You went and looked for something like that.
Right.
And if you're somehow offended or whatever, shut
Leave.
It off.
Yeah.
Move along.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't have to sit there. Like, there's a lot of people at comedy shows that I go to, and when they hear something offending, they'll just start heckling. Which not
yeah,
just
leave.
Not that it wasn't warranted, because yes, it offended you, but that doesn't give you the right to say, hey, that's bullshit. You can't say that about I'm one of those people. And you're like, lady, if you don't like it, please just leave. And then that just enrages them. And because that's what hecklers do, get done to them. The comedians just like, they start telling all these whatever, you know, like zingers saying, like, I heard one guy, because this lady was heckling with her back turned and she's sitting at the bar. And he goes, she was a big fat chick. And he goes, at least turn around so I can see your face when you're heckling me, so I don't have to look at that Christmas ham of a neck on the back of your skull. And she's like, hey, wait a minute. That's not funny. I wasn't being disrespectful. You don't
That's deep.
And he goes, you've been disrespectful. I've been up here on stage. I'm paid to be here tonight. And you haven't fucking shut up once. That's disrespectful. Well, I didn't say anything about you. Well, then shut the fuck up.
You got a six pack of pork loins on the back of your neck.
And when you hit home with someone and say something that's offensive even more than what got them heckling in the first place, then hopefully they'll just leave. But I don't know.
That's fucking humid.
He's trying to get some new phrases out there, and humid is one of them. Another one is...
I'm trying to get you lucky slug. You got any expressions that you've ever tried to put out there?
Because we were talking about how timeless phrases are like awesome and cool and bitchin', and they just survive the test of time. They'll go away and they'll come back. Mm-hmm. How do you be
humid?
Dude, that's fucking humid.
It's hot and wet.
It is. Like that's, it's kind of a sexy thing to say.
Like, I tried to get it going like 2001.
Damn,
and
she's humid.
I was like, check out that bitch. Fuck, she's humid, dude. Check her out. I'm getting sweaty just looking at her.
Oh, man, you lucky slug.
Yeah, you lucky slug. So that's his, and the humid was mine. We're trying to infuse them into pop culture and see if in 10 years people are going, that's a humid podcast. You should listen to the TagCast. There's the most humid podcast out there.
You listen to that, you'll be a lucky slug.
It's dope.
Well, I don't mean to draw away from the sexiness, but for me, whenever there's humidity and slugs,
they don't mix well.
I'm looking for mushrooms.
Dude, I'm
true.
Trying.
If I'm in any environment that I'm in, if I look down on the ground and I notice that there's a dew concentration on the ground and there's slugs doing their thing, I'm looking for mushrooms.
So you could say if you found like a prize shiitake or whatever your favorite mushroom is.
Right.
That is a humid mushroom right there. That thing is humid.
you'd have to case it
I don't know.
I plucked this from the placenta.
God damn it.
I'm trying to keep myself.
Plucked this from the Pacific North. Prepare for battle.
So it just popped into my head, but I plucked this from the perfect humidity. That kind of thing. Like if I'm holding up a mushroom, because it's true, man, the conditions have to be just right.
Slug. Yeah. So, I mean, I want it, like, I don't know if this, nobody is encouraging me to do this but myself. I want to farm some slugs, like farming worms, you know?
Farming worms right now, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like an idiot. The last three times I went fishing, we left town and we bought worms.
Oh.
We stopped and got gas. It didn't even cross my
mind.
You
think you could containers farm them?
I think you can catch fish with slugs, but nobody does it.
Well, you could catch ducks.
I know that slugs are being dried out and covered with cheese powder.
Oh, really?
And sold as bass bait.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they work?
They work like a motherfucker. Wow. Yeah, they're putting flavor and salt and shit all over.
Yeah,
and
it's all about the flavor and absorption, because you use like salmon roe, you know, with whatever flavor, secret flavor. Everybody's got their own recipe, right?
Yeah.
Is that Zach and Jason?
And bass fishing is even weirder.
Oh, yeah, I could
bacon,
imagine.
And shit like that. It's wild. Yeah.
It's wild,
man.
It's
wild. It's crazy, man.
I used to salmon fish.
I got subscriptions. I'm reading up on that stuff.
My dad and I would go down there, you know, and I'd just be like a young teenager, man. But it's crazy how, like, people line up shoulder to shoulder and you all cast one at a time, you know, and in line. You don't cross lines. Somebody says fish on, you get your line out of the water.
And then you step back so they can go down the bank and catch their fish.
Yeah. It's an absolutely beautiful
experience.
Yeah, and you get down there like, what, 4 in the morning to make sure you get your nice spot down there, you know?
Yeah, you're that guy when you hook into that fish. Yeah. I took a picture about 2 years ago, steelhead fishing right below Foster Dam.
Uh-huh.
And a guy caught an absolutely beautiful, I don't know, probably probably like 32-inch, fat as hell, female native steelhead.
Nice.
Wow. And I asked him, I was like, hey, man, we were just there fishing. We were the first ones to show up. Joe and I went down there and had a few beers and did a little barbecue in the hibachi and all that. And nobody was there. And we were stoked because they were jumping. And then all of a sudden, the place just got flooded. And we got stuck with that little piece of beach where we were like, we should move up there and fish above the, you know, above the riffle, you know. And nah, it didn't work out. The place just got flooded. Guy hooked into a big one. You could see it because it jumped. I was like, hey, man, you mind if I grab a picture of that? He pulled it up, took a picture. It's one of the most beautiful fish I've ever seen.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
Biggest fish I ever caught?
Yeah. Are you a big fisherman?
Yeah.
Gorton.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll call you Gorton's fisherman. Yeah.
That's great. I love fishing.
I've never caught like a big salmon.
I caught a salmon, yeah. My dad took me out fishing off the coast out of Depot Bay.
I caught some.
Fish I ever caught was a salmon.
I caught some lake trout that were over 21 inches, so I guess that's considered a steelhead.
Yeah, me too. I've caught Chinook salmon that are Chinook.
I caught
you name it, sockeye.
Yeah.
I've fished for all kinds of
fish. I had a buddy.
I've never been to Alaska, though.
That went to.
Oh, Kenai?
I don't know. Never been.
That would be great, man. That would be great. Yeah. I was over on the Tillamook Bay and pulled in a 36-pounder over there.
Awesome.
That was
my buddy went to Hawaii for a vacation and did some fishing over there and caught a fucking swordfish.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he had it mounted and everything.
Did he fence it?
No, man. After he fences it at home, sometimes he fences with it, but it doesn't really react very much. But So, yeah, maybe 30-pound test will send us in some fishing stories.
Nice.
That's why they named their band 30.
I've been after Zach to go fishing for a while now.
He said all they do is eat fish and drink.
No, eat shit. No, eat, sleep, drink fish.
He can never go, though. Yeah. We can never. Well, he can go, but we just never seem to be able to go at the same time.
Yeah. All
right.
I'd like to go bluegill fishing over there at Freeway Lakes. Some 30-pound test.
I was over at the Freeway Lakes a couple weeks ago fishing for bass.
Uh-huh.
I got skunked. A bunch of kids showed up, started doing their thing. They got skunked too. They knew what they were doing too. These kids were on it.
That's cool.
They're watching the sports shows and shit.
Got all the fucking newest gear that
they had.
They
had rad lures. They had lures that I haven't bought a lure in 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that fucking lure.
I won't go fishing with you unless you throw sticks in the river first.
Sticks in the river?
You want to have a boat race?
That's always, you know, that's how you call the fish. You throw sticks and rocks where you think they're going to be, and then
you yell at kids that do that shit while you're fishing.
Every place that you go, you grab a piece of driftwood. You and your buddy, whoever, everybody that you're with grabs a piece of driftwood, and you all try to carve the best boat. And then you have a boat race. You paint it. You fucking put your shit all in. Use tempura.
Oh, nice.
Use tempura.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you go fishing.
Can you do it with cucumbers, though? Because I make a mean
you
cucumber
could,
boat.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Right on.
Yeah, no we should shit. Race them across my bathtub.
I have driftwood boat races in my bathtub.
No, cucumber
on the
boats.
Weekends. Cucumber boats?
Yeah, make a little cucumber boat.
How about banana boats?
They're a ground vegetable, a root vegetable, bananas are now.
Banana boat is a tanning lotion.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Hey, it you is. Know what we didn't get to on Wednesday's show was the celebrity birthdays. We talked about it for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Guess whose birthday it is today, Friday?
Who?
August 3rd.
Who?
Yeah!
Whoa!
You know who that is?
James Hetfield?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guess how old he is today?
51.
Ah, 2 years less. He's 49. Can't believe Metallica dude's
7 and 7,
50.
Yep. 49.
He shares a birthday with Martha Stewart.
Same age?
No.
I bet you they fucked before.
Same day. And Martin Sheen.
I bet you they
oh,
were.
Oh, fuck, man.
All three of them.
You should have started the bit off with Martin Sheen.
I know. Yeah. Well, James Hetfield was at the top of the list for some reason.
Martin Sheen is a goddamn genius.
They have all done, they have all done cocaine or on the same table at the same time, I bet.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah, one can only hope, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, Martin Sheen's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, and they're probably now. Elton John's table.
Oh, God. The Dead Zone.
Yeah.
With Christopher Walken.
Man, I just watched that movie.
He just played the worst scumbag.
Yeah.
And he believed
the politician.
It. Yeah, and he flew with it, man. He just went with it.
Shake his hand and he sees all this.
Absolutely
carnage.
Brilliant. So good. And Apocalypse Now, I mean, shit.
Oh, man.
That's incredible. That's just, that's brilliant.
Yeah. That makes me wonder. The West Wing must be kind of good if he's in it, but probably not.
What did I saw a movie the other day where
you'd have to watch the whole series.
Martin Sheen played the dad or something. Oh, yeah, it was that Batman movie. Martin Sheen plays Bruce Wayne's dad, I think.
And which
an older
movie?
One?
I think so.
In the new Batman movie?
I think so.
Huh.
I think Martin Sheen plays his dad.
I don't doubt it.
Hmm.
I think so. Am I wrong? What fucking movie was that?
I think he's Charlie Sheen's dad.
No, winning. No, it wasn't the Charlie Sheen Batman from Vivid Angel. It was the whatever the fuck it is.
Batman fucks back.
Hilarious.
No, he played somebody. Oh no, it was the Spider-Man movie. Sorry, it wasn't the Batman movie. It was the Spider. He played Uncle Ben or whatever.
Parker's
in the new Spider-Man movie. Yeah,
the new reboot.
He played
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Uncle Ben or whatever.
Is that already out? The new reboot.
Yeah, it's out. It's in theaters.
Wow.
Wow.
It's dope.
So quick, and they're already.
It's pretty fun to watch.
Well, they already got the new Batman reboot planned, right? Like the whole next trilogy, or whoever the next director is, already got his own.
That one's out too. That Batman movie, right? That kid shot everybody. Remember that?
No, yeah. this is Batman part. This is the third part of this Batman thing. Yeah.
And look, as long as, look, I love Tim
this
Burton.
This is his last one that he's
doing. I'm glad
doing.
He's not involved in this next series of Batman.
And then,
movies.
You know, this is, what's his face that's directing it? Christopher Nolan. He directs these three, and then he's done, and then they're going to reboot the franchise again and start another storyline.
Good.
How do you know all that?
But see, that's one of those things that's kind of wild to me. Like comic books. Did you guys read that shit when you were kids?
I didn't
know.
Sad
Sack. I'm serious.
I was really into Duck Twacy. Myself.
I had the Kiss comic book.
Come on, Sad Sack for the World.
And the only two comic books I found in my house when I moved back into my childhood home was
Mother Goose and Grimm.
The Martha Splatterhead's Accused comic book.
Wow.
Which is probably worth some money
right now.
Yeah,
no shit.
I'm not too sure. And the Nirvana comic book, which was not, it's 20 years old now, but...
What about Sweet Pickles books?
No, I had a lot of Charlie Brown and Peanuts stuff. But,
Encyclopedia Brown?
I'll tell you what.
I did read Encyclopedia Brown when I was a kid. I asked my wife about that the other day. She never heard of him. So you didn't go to the library.
Encyclopedia Brown?
Yeah. How could you not hear of him? Did you know him? He might be a little too young.
His show?
No, he had a book series.
Oh, no.
He was a little kid that was like...
fuck that guy.
He was a dick. He solved mysteries.
I think he did later on have a show.
Oh, he might have.
Yeah, I think it was more recently. Did you see?
See that? I just caught myself in my own point.
Kids don't read books anymore. hey, that guy have a show.
Yeah. Yeah, he does now because kids don't read books anymore.
Right, right.
So they made that book into a show so the kids would watch it. It's too fucking funny.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah, he was a smart little dude, and he always, like, pieced all these clues together. And when you're reading it as a middle schooler or whatever, you're like, I don't know. It was really intriguing to me when I read it. I was like, yeah. Hey, dude, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Asthmapedia Brown? You coughing, hacking
dude,
it up over there?
I'm going to find out the source of this asthma.
I know the source of it. I've got some right over here.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I forgot again to pay any attention when we started this episode. Not that it matters.
What
but you got
talking
any other,
about?
You got any other questions about for Jim, our guest? We just talk shit most of the time. Yeah. I asked him about the tour. I guess it starts on September 7th.
Yeah. Did you have anything else to plug that you wanted to plug or, you know, just talk about?
I should probably say everything again.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give us a quick rundown of this stuff.
You can get
the tour and the vinyl.
Yeah, so we have a tour coming up, West Coast tour, supporting Yob. And you can find the dates for that at nanotier.com. Search for Yob or search for Norska, and you can find those dates. It's a Midwest tour. We're going out through Boise and coming back through Texas and up the West Coast. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then we have a vinyl release coming up. You can catch us on the road and get it early or
pre-order it.
You can pre-order.
It'll come out on September 18th or before.
Or before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can
so,
order
yeah.
From there.
And you can do this with it?
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
dude, it's that, it's
I'm going to get one, and I'm going to...
It's that new format that none of the kids ever heard of.
So all you hot DJs out there can spin some Norska and do some...
You just wreck that shit.
I'm going to spin some Norska with my Thrones LP and get some...
Oh, you going to mash it up?
...dubstep going on.
Well, that's great. You know, you guys have been really nice. Thanks for...
Hey, thanks for being here. And we don't usually get to give our guest gifts, like, except for maybe smoke some weed with him or something.
I don't want any of that shit.
We gave him a Gorton's Fisherman hat. That's
that's right. It's awesome. Sorry, I was eyeballing that candy store.
I know.
Man, that's brutal.
It's an eyesore. Just looking at that stuff. Thanks so much, Adrian, but no thanks. I mean, if you want any of these candies back.
I'm going to keep I'll share.
You know what you should do?
I will share the experience.
You're talking these. About sending it to the troops.
Save these for Halloween and give them to the kids.
Oh, wrap them up singly. Nope.
And they,
I give.
Dude, they won't come back next year.
There's only two things that I give to kids on Halloween. I hold the bowl over their head and they reach in and grab a bunch of used cigarette butts. Or have you ever had a fisherman's friend's cough drop?
Those things are fantastic.
Those things are awesome.
The older you get, the better they are.
Yep.
Just like Altoids. When I was in like middle school or something, junior high, my mom throws me an Altoid. I'm like, God, that's fucking awful.
That's worse. It's worse than
my high school. I was hooked on that shit.
Here's another thing you can do with used cigarette butts. You can thread them on thread and like popcorn and hang them around your tree.
Awesome. We were talking about those Necco wafers last week. Remember
Necco
those?
Wafers are absolutely fantastic.
Are they?
If you lick them, you can stick them to the wall.
Yeah, of course you can, but they're so chalky.
Did you?
And what brought us to the
topic?
I don't
think they're not meant to be eaten.
Wow. They're just decoration. They're like snowman eyes.
Poker chips, or you lick them and stick them to the wall, man.
Well, what brought
That's where
us-
they get you. You buy something like a fucking Necco wafer. You're not supposed to eat it. I mean, you open the package up. First of all, it's in wax paper.
Then you get the chalk off your hand.
Yeah, you get there's a coating on that shit.
You could use them if you're playing pool.
And then you throw one at the wall really hard, and it sounds like a tiny plate shattering.
You can play
glass.
You can also play tiddlywinks with them if you're gentle enough to where you don't snap them.
Don't eat it.
But here's what brought us to
they're
the
They're like
subject.
McChicken sandwiches, spicy McChickens and double cheeseburgers.
You don't eat them.
McRib.
You're supposed to put them in a diaper and throw them at people at football games.
Yeah, don't eat them, for God's sake.
Eat them.
But what brought us to the subject was the oldest turd was Abe Lincoln. Apparently they had his a last turd from the Ford Theater.
Somebody fished it out of
the Ford Theater. Fucking way.
And it's one of the most popular things
bullshit.
That the Abe Lincoln... Yeah,
when's this?
Yeah. Now check it out, though.
Was this recently?
No, this was in the 50s.
It was proved debunked when they found Necco wafers in the shit, which weren't around when Abe Lincoln... No, serious. That's serious. That's a serious story. That's a serious true story.
And
true
it's
fact.
Still at the museum it is.
Oh,
they
no.
had. They have to bring it out of the back room because it's the most popular
exhibit. It's the most asked for
Dude, I've seen it. It's held up by like paper clips onto the.
Can you imagine
plaque?
Having to announce that?
Yeah, this is not actually Abe Lincoln's shit. Because...
Ladies and gentlemen, hi, I'm Gary Stevens from University of Illinois. Anyway, I have some results here. Thanks everyone for showing up. The fact of the matter is, the fecal matter that was recovered
from
was tested, and
Necco.
It has Necco wafers in it.
Who eats Necco wafers anyway, man?
You're like, okay.
Nobody eats Necco wafers.
We have the last turd from John F. Kennedy. It's been preserved. They found it in the turd. But it was Mentos in it. So they
and
know
sure,
it
they'll do it. You know what would have been a better story was Elvis.
Yeah, what was his last shit?
I got Elvis's turd.
You know Ginger, his girlfriend, went in there when she found him and said, quack. She scooped that fucker right up.
I was part of the crew that turned it into a museum.
She's like, it had peanut butter and pickles in it.
It was all bananas, bacon, and peanut butter.
You like the peanut butter pickle sandwich. Those were good. And you can get one of those in Portland at Killer Burger. You can get a hamburger that has peanut butter and pickles on it instead of mayonnaise and stuff.
You know what I saw advertised on First Burger?
What?
Or for First Burger. On First Burger sent me a blog thing.
Oh, that's it.
They have
a
grilled cheeseburger that's a burger between two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Necco.
Where's this?
This is down at First Burger downtown.
They have something similar to Carl's Jr., but it's not like two grilled cheese.
No, it's not quite
cheese.
That. I had one of those yesterday.
The bacon
I allow myself a crazy cheeseburger once a month. Mm. So I go to Carl's Jr. and I get a double something.
Yeah.
One of their stupid fucking burgers.
Yeah.
Once a month I can
triple bacon eater.
Yeah. And I got the fucking bacon grilled cheeseburger.
That's
sourdough messy. And it's so cheesy and there's so much bacon on it. Oh, God.
We went past the restaurant the other day and on the reader board it said, cheese bacon burger. Is that not...
That's original.
Yeah.
They're
we don't serve,
flipping the script on
we
that
don't,
one.
We don't serve bacon cheeseburgers.
What they're doing is they put the cheese on top of the bacon.
Fried French style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
We have fried French style potatoes.
Right on.
That's what we have. Can I get some French fries?
Yeah, that's what someone was talking there.
No, you can't. But we do have ring onions. We have ring onions.
Yeah. He's like, what kind of food do you like deep fried? And he's like, mostly potatoes. No, those are French fries. We mean like Twinkies, Oreos, whatever. But I guess we probably better get to some plugs, huh? We're about that time. I want to give a shout-out and a plug to our brothers down in Sacramento, Val Movements.
Oh, yeah, wrestling.
Check them out. They talk. And yeah, we forgot to talk about wrestling. But we'll
yeah,
talk
we didn't
about
talk about wrestling. That
we'll
sucks.
Talk it about again. We kind of got talking about a bunch of shit. But one of the co-hosts of Val Movements, which is a great podcast you can find at valmovements.net, Danny is on tour with his band, The Secretions, and they're coming to Oregon.
They're secreting down up here.
You probably missed them last night. They played down at the Lazarus Pit in Eugene. But they're going to be in Longview and Seattle and Tacoma and Portland. They're going to be playing on August 7th and over in Bend on the 8th. So go check out The Secretions if you're in any of those areas. They're a cool punk band from Sacramento.
Yeah.
And so that's that. I wanted to give them a shout-out because they gave us a great big shout-out. And they have way more listeners and subscribers than us. So you guys probably helped us. Thank you.
Yeah, so, come and check it out tomorrow at the Wow Hall.
So wow!
Confusion, Awake, wow. Strange Dichotomy, and Catechus, rocking all ages.
That's going to be a fun show.
I know, I'm looking forward to it.
I like Sons of Confusion.
Thank you. Yeah, we like Norse gods. We mutually like each other. If this was Facebook, we would be clicking each other's page right now.
Yeah, we'd be poking each other.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah. And then a week from tomorrow, which is
Why
Saturday,
can't you poke bands?
Digital August, Poke Fest.
August 11th, we got the Vermin Fest, which is a fundraiser for the Lynn Benton Food Share.
Good times.
You can bring 3 cans of food and $5 and get in, or you can bring $10 and see 10 bands. Starts at 2:30.
I bet if you brought 500 cans of food, you could get in for free.
Probably.
At least.
I bet if you brought in 10, you could get in for free, because that's 3 times as much as $5 worth, so... But I don't know, but there's going to be cool bands like Wolf Pussy, which I just love saying. Bikini will be there. We have Guns 30-Pound Test. Ditch Digger down from, I think, from Portland. And first gig for Barry the Goat.
Nice, nice.
Which is a weird name for a
band. I want Wolf Pussy to play with Black Pussy.
Is that like...
And it would be the Scissor Fest.
Is that like Barry... Is that Barry the Goat? Like, you know, he'd dig a hole, Barry the Goat, or is it
it's
guy
not
named
like,
Barry
no.
and his goat?
That's a, we have a correspondent.
That's a goat, I guess
we have a correspondent named Barry O'Goat. Yeah. Oh wait, no, Barry O'Toole.
Yeah,
he's a goat.
Really?
We call him Barry the Goat sometimes.
Is he another Canadian?
He's from Boston.
Close.
But Barry the Goat means I guess after you kill it, you dig a hole and you bury it.
You don't have to kill it to bury it.
Ooh. Buried alive.
Or like to cover a goat with berries.
Yeah.
That's Whoa. Very nice, yeah. Mm. Because, I mean, you
marinate
that. To
free them into the next world, the next
See,
goat world.
See, Mexicans like to them. Kill goats and eat them for big family fiestas.
Dude, goat's delicious.
Yeah, and they'll eat them.
Popular
so
meat everywhere.
Maybe if they marinated it in like berry sauce.
You gotta marinate that shit in like coconut milk, yogurt.
I call it barinatum. Barinate.
Curry.
Barinated. And before we go, also, we want to mention those other 2 dates before Norska goes on tour. They're going to be playing on Portland on top of Portland. They're going to be in Portland on, it's a Monday night, but fuck it. Come out. It's August 13th with, is it Torches and Lawson? Is that how you say those bands' names?
Torch.
Okay. Just Torch.
Just Torch.
Okay,
it's
Torch.
Just one Torch.
Because I typed this information into my Kindle here.
And Lozen.
And it put... I put
or it
torch.
Might be Lozen. I don't know. It might be short of lozenge.
But when I tried to type that in, it put lozenge. And Torch, I tried to put Torch, and it said Torches. This is predictive text bullshit. So Norska, Torch, and Lozen.
It's going to be Torch, Lozen, and Norska.
Oh, Norska.
We're opening the show.
Well, all the better.
Yeah,
bam.
Then you guys can enjoy the show. Are you guys headlining, so to speak, at the Dixie Creek Saloon on the 18th?
We are.
Okay, cool.
And we're all really excited about that show.
Me too.
We got Diesto coming down in Nether Regions.
I haven't seen Diesto in probably 2 or 3 years. We played with them at the Samurai Duck Perpetual Conversion, and they were awesome then. So
they're,
I went and
they're absolutely
it.
Fantastic.
I
Both
watched
of these
some videos.
Bands.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, Jake out at the Dixie. After we did that Helms All E-Thrones thing, he said, hey, man, anytime you guys want to do a show out here,
anytime.
We'll do a show.
Yeah,
so I was thinking, like, well, shit, man, what if we maybe 2 or 3 times a year, we'll try to hook something up and see if we can get some friends of ours down from Portland. And what's really rad about shows like that is that I am a huge fan of both of those bands.
Yeah, and you get to see them.
Oh, man, that's the best part.
And I've been wanting to see Nether Regions, I think his name's Joseph Wickstrom.
Yeah.
He friended me and had been inquiring about stand-up comedy because he said all of his friends tell him he should be a comedian. and Nathan Carson pointed him my way and said, get a hold of Terry. And he goes, Nathan said I should know you because you do comedy and you would help me get into it. And he's been talking about coming down to a show.
No shit.
I'm going to do a show at Aladdin Theater. Those are the plugs I forgot. August 17th, I'll be at Bagdad Theater on Hawthorne. They have a comedy show every Friday, so I'm going to try to get Joe to come down there because I've never met him yet. We're just like Facebook friends, and I've listened to his band and watched their videos, so I'm excited also for that show. It's August 18th. It's a Saturday night. It's free, 9 o'clock, at the Dixie Creek Saloon. So hope you guys can come check that out.
Yeah, man. Joe's a great guy. You're a great guy.
Oh, thank you. You're
totally
a great guy, too.
You guys totally get along, too. Man. Yeah, cool. Joe's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, we get along at least by Facebook so far. I mean, sometimes you can get in a fight with someone just because they can't hear how you're saying something. You're like...
I know, that's the thing.
Did
that
you just raise your voice
time.
To me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean you're a dick. I meant you're dick.
I say shit. I try. Sarcasm for me does not translate on
nothing
Facebook
translates.
Or email. The email's been the hardest struggle, just getting a hold of somebody.
You try to sound
like,
sincere.
Hey, fucker, you want to do something?
Yeah.
You have to, almost, man.
Are you threatening me, man? What's going on? Oh, sorry, shit. Because last time I saw you,
I had a
show and it was 3 a.m.
We were messing around.
We were yelling at each other. Yeah, it was great.
So, my girlfriend is scared of that Helms Elite poster.
Because of the corn dog?
Not my girlfriend, but her little girls are scared of the poster. They
say
it's the eye in the hand. Get some.
I like that.
Yeah.
And Harry McSpecies did that poster.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's an awesome poster.
From McSpecies at McSpecies.com.
You guys still have any of those prints left?
I love corn dogs.
I have a very limited amount of those, and I've actually been sending our merch out. If you order merch at norska.bandcamp.com, I've been sending it out in poster tubes, like a t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
I can't stuff a CD into a poster tube, so you should probably just buy the vinyl and get that from Brutal Panda.
Yeah.
And then buy a t-shirt from us, and I'll put it into a poster tube with one of those posters.
I got a couple flyers that are like big prints. I have one made by Brian Mercer when you guys played with Yob at the Speakeasy.
God, that's a gorgeous print.
It is, and we got a big one. They're pretty big. I think they're bigger than 11x17.
The thing I love about that print is that it's all about the art. And the bands are just at the bottom.
Yeah.
Just kind of a side note. Because you look at that thing and you just get enthralled.
Yeah, and everybody that's seen it.
God, look at that. It's beautiful.
Everybody that's seen that in my house, because I've got it on the wall, man. It's like a
trail. We do, too. It's in a frame in our living room.
Yeah,
it's the most beautiful piece of art that I've... Like our names on that shit. It's
My friends come in that they don't know anything of Yob or Norsko or any of those bands, and they're like... Dude, that's an awesome poster. And I'm like, and I think we got number 13.
And it was a full moon that night, too.
Yeah, that was an awesome show.
Like it wasn't. I don't know if it was by chance or not, whatever, but we got the posters.
Was it HC Minds that night, too? Yeah. What a great show. And I miss those guys. I don't know if anyone from HC Minds listened, Paula or Asamu, even Sean.
Even Sean?
He might listen. I don't know. He just doesn't strike me as someone who listens to a podcast.
Even Sean.
I would be shocked if Sean listened to our show. I would be shocked if Sean listened to our show.
That's nice.
But he does some really good artwork. We've plugged him a couple times. So check out Sean Shock at blogspot.com. He does some great artwork. But man, I wish HC Minds would put out that record that they've been working on for 8 million years. Is it out? It's not out yet, is it? Am I talking shit yet? I don't think it's out.
I don't have any comment on that.
Okay, good. We'll keep it at that.
Just saying is all.
All right. Just saying. It's been out. Why don't you have it? No, I'm just kidding. All right. So thanks for listening, you guys. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you at the Sons of Confusion show at the Wow Hall. That will be fun.
Tomorrow night.
And make sure and tune in on Monday for our bonus-ode.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you what it's about. You just got to tune in and check it out. So thanks for listening again, all you taggots. You've been a wonderful audience, as always.
As always.
So attentive and quiet.
Yeah.
You guys never say anything. Thanks again to Jim for being here.
Workers of the world, you know.
Check out Norska. They're awesome. They save the world.
Yeah. And rock on.
And metal.
Happy Friday.
tagcastpodcast.com.